You still haven't explained your knowledge of lifts.
And you still haven't explained... explained why you're here. I still say you know more than you're telling. What happened, Higgins? Did Nolly double-cross you, too?
I came to find my stolen Ferrari.
Oh, that's it! Ha! Ha! That settles it.
Settles what?
You said your Ferrari. Again. You have done that one too many times, Higgins.
I meant Mr. Master's Ferrari.
No, you didn't. You do lie about yourself. It all adds up, the writing, the little my slips of the tongue.
What on earth are you talking about?
The big lie, Higgins. Admit it. You're Robin. You are Robin Masters.
I'm laughing at the sheer absurdity of the accusation.
No, no, no. You're laughing because you're trying. You have never laughed like this. Now admit it. You spent all these years pretending to be Robin's employee because you didn't want anybody to know that you write cheap pulp novels.
And who, may I ask, is the man we know and address as Robin Masters?
I don't know. Some little guy with a voice like Orson Welles and a body like Truman Capote that you hired to pose as Robin.
That was very interesting casting.
You weren't satisfied with a nom de plume. You developed this whole persona to create the kind of playboy you envisioned writing cheap pulp so you could devote yourself to serious writing.
Oh, please, I can't stand it.
You can't stand the truth.
Oh, come on, please. I remember all the little slip-ups, like the time Robin called you sir. And why is it that you know exactly when he's going to call and exactly what he's going to say? And why does Jonathan Quayle Higgins get these very legal-looking letters from Robin's publishing company?
Occasionally, Mr. Masters asks me to look over minor documents for him.
Minor documents? Checks? Contracts? Approvals for galley sheets?
You steamed up in my mail.
Aha! Your mail!